Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there, it's Wendy McNeil with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for listening to today's podcast. Today I'm going to talk about a few email disasters and ones that speakers should try and avoid. Now, as a professional speaker, you send emails quite frequently, so email etiquette is important. It can really be the difference between developing goodwill and a loyal following versus unsubscribers and your emails ending up in the delete box. Working with speakers and meeting planners every single day, I see these mistakes frequently. It may seem a little nitpicky, and sometimes they can go unnoticed by the sender, but recipients do take notice. Even I am guilty of email mishaps, and I really need to slow down and double check before hitting the send button. So here's a few little things that really can make a huge, huge difference. The first one, do not send attachments unless asked. Don't send attachments unless asked. They're not going to get opened. I'd rather put them on a page on your website, perhaps, or link it to a shared Dropbox file. There's just too much spam and viruses, and people are going to hesitate to open any kind of attachment unless they are very familiar with you. So unexpected emails with an attachment are likely to go straight to the delete box. So do not send any attachments unless asked. The second one, this is rather important, is to spell your recipient's name correctly. So take notice of name spellings. This is really important. So take notice of name spellings before you push the send button. People can be very sensitive, and it really can show the recipient that you care. A meeting planner could take offense, really, and if you're pitching yourself, sending a proposal, or perhaps you're inquiring about an event and you spelled their name wrong, it's not going to look good. It really is not going to look good for you, and it shows a lack of attentiveness. So be on your toes and always get the correct spelling and double check your emails before sending them. And you know what? The extra few minutes that you take to do this really can be the difference between landing a gig or, your email getting deleted. The third one is do not use caps and colors. This really can irritate the recipient. You want to use a consistent font and size and a black font. When you are using all capital letters, it just appears as if you're screaming, that you're hollering at your reader. And if you use red, especially bold, it's not only hard to read, it also appears that you are raising your voice to the recipient. So, mix and match colors, changing out font sizes to express a word or feelings, this is going to irritate and really reflect poorly on you. Please keep it consistent, and this is going to help build trust, and that's the trust that you need to start a relationship and keep, the emails from going to the trash unread. So don't use caps and avoid colors, especially red. Details are really important. Attention to detail can get you the gig, and rushing and not doing your homework, failing to double check your work can lead to the delete box and end what could have been a huge opportunity for you. So I want you to slow down and be sure that you keep your emails professional. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening in.